Tom.
And so it goes. The Ukraine vote. Looks like the Crimea chooses Mother Russia. Hey, everybody. What a way to kick off this week. We still have a missing plane, more snow blowing into the East Coast, and a Mr. Peabody at the box office, plus an earthquake hitting off the Chilean coast. But first, the chance that you were hearing there, the loud sound of the crowd, the president warning Vladimir Putin of additional cost to Russia after that weekend referendum to separate Crimea from the Ukraine went ahead anyway. Remember, there was all of the warning shots that were heard last week from the Secretary of State, John Kerry, saying if you do this, there are going to be repercussions on Monday. There's going to be sanctions. So Monday is the day that we may hear of these imposed sanctions against Russia for their move into the Crimea and for doing a referendum while occupying troops were in place. And I guess this is the catalyst for it. The referendum to break Crimea away from the Ukraine and make it part of Russia passed overwhelmingly. But the U.S. and some other Western nations are not going to at all recognize the vote. They're saying it's not a legitimate vote. We know heading into this, I mean, hey, there was more ballots than people printed up, okay? The White House press mouthpiece, Jay Carney, called the referendum against which we had warned that it was, there was going to be repercussions, that it was dangerous and destabilizing for the Ukraine and much of that region. So expect sanctions in the upcoming days. And let's see what those sanctions are. What does that mean? Well, it means there's not going to be these discussions with Russia. It means we're going to roll back time, in a sense, would have to be that. Because now the tension between the United States, especially, and Russia is elevated. So it's the Cold War times two, perhaps. A Kremlin journalist reported about the United States from Moscow saying that watch out for these nuclear capabilities. Oh, great. Because Russia is the only country, let's face it, that realistically could throw the cloud our way. Realistically throw that nuclear turmoil in our face. Do you think that we get to the point where we have to worry about mushroom clouds? Do you think that's really what the thought is in Russia? Man, I hope not. And on Russian TV, they showed a ton of video of ethnic Russians in Crimea dancing, singing, celebrating the referendum. Big time. In Kiev, they're saying that it's the opposite of this, and they're worried about what has now happened in the Crimea Peninsula. And Russia is going to try to annex more of the Ukraine, is the thought, which was part of the problem in the first place. There was a telephone conversation between Putin, apparently, supposedly, and Obama on Sunday. So what happens next? What should happen? And really, the big question, is anybody listening to me concerned? Push everything aside about this referendum, Russia pushing in, trying to get more territory. Let's just look at what's in our face. The buzz in the backyard, what you care about, what I care about. Does this in any way ignite your fears that Russia really could pull the so-called nuclear trigger on us? I've said this before. I wasn't in a duck and cover age, but it's easy to go back and look at that or talk to people about the threats of nuclear annihilation and the drills that were held in schools and the way you were taught to fear Russia. That they had this capability and they could do this. And so it was us against them. But now over the years, things have softened, but are we rolling back to that same fear? And should we feel that fear? Me personally, no, I don't think so. Because why? What is it in the interest of Russia to do that? We drop a bomb on you, you drop a bomb on us. And what, back and forth? It's like a game of the sum of all fears in Tom Clancy's book turned movie. I don't think so. But what are you thinking? Listening to me in Alabama, listening to me in Illinois, in Missouri, in Iowa, in New Jersey. What are you thinking? Texas, all over Texas. Should we fear this at all? I'm going to throw out the digits, as I always do on this show. You're invited to the party anytime on any subject. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. And oh, by the way, while this is going on, the Malaysian airline 777, a huge plane, is still nowhere to be found. However, there are reports that perhaps the captain or co-pilot might have been involved in purposely disappearing from the radar for 6-7 hours. So hijacking has not been ruled out. What caused the plane to veer off course? It was a deliberate action taken by someone on board. That's one thing that everybody involved is agreeing on. So where is this 777? That's what I want to know. On some island somewhere, like Lost? Did they watch too much of that boring television series? I don't know, seriously. How is this possible? I keep coming back to the same thing. And they're finding all kinds of things that don't add up when it comes to the pilot, for example. So they went to the pilot's house. And they were looking at a flight simulator that they found. And it's not necessarily uncommon, if you're an aviation person, to use an on-flight simulator to duplicate or replicate or whatever you want, flight situations. Because simulators, that's the whole thing, how you feel in an airplane. You know, takeoffs, landings, all that kind of stuff. So they loaded up a whole bunch of stuff from the house of the pilot and the co-pilot. Obviously, they're looking at this, but they're not commenting on what they found in the two homes of the pilot and the co-pilot, only to say that it seems as though this could be an inside job. And they disappeared off radar on purpose. Wow. That changes things. The winds have shifted, but still no plane, no communication, nothing at all whatsoever. 25 countries are now involved in this. My, oh, my. Red Velvet Cake, Veronica Mars, the Sea Chanters, and the NCAA tournament next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You might be hearing replays. If you found us because of that, thanks for locking into America Tonight. Here's a key thing. So we're entertaining different theories about the mysterious plane disappearance and also whether you think we are closer to the real possibility of Russia and the United States tangling again, getting into that theory of here we go again with the Cold War. They have nukes, we have nukes, and do we need to practice, if you know what I mean? So throughout this show, we're weaving in that conversation, and you can weigh in, too, at 855-266-5283, or flip me an email. I know a lot of you third shifters are working. You don't want to get busted. You're listening to America Tonight, and that's cool. Send us that email, americatonight.net. So, Selection Sunday is a very big day right before St. Patrick's Day this time around. And looking at the top seeds, Florida gets a top seed out of the South. In the West side of the bracket, Arizona's the number one seed. In the Midwest, woohoo, Wichita State, deservedly so, they get the number one seed out of that bracket. And then when you look at the East, Virginia sneaks in and gets the number one. I thought it was going to be out of the East, Villanova, but it was it wasn't. Instead, it was Virginia. So Ron Wellman had this to say about why Virginia got a number one seed.
As we looked at the entire body of work, we just felt that Virginia was very deserving of the one seed. That was not a slam dunk either. Villanova and Michigan were very involved with that fourth slot on the one line.
All right, so the NCAA trying to explain that. In the meantime, like I said, Wichita State, this is kind of one of, not kind of, it is a team that, people like to watch. They've become Cinderella times 10 in the last couple of years. Coach Greg Marshall on how they take it as they go into the tourney.
We know that it's going to be tough. We're prepared for that, and it doesn't matter. If you have one off night or you play poorly one night, you won't get to the second round.
True, you don't get to the second round. That's why we like the March Madness, because now there's going to be playoffs in college football, but there wasn't before. This way, you know that there's the chance that the underdog could possibly win, particularly in the beginning rounds, and it doesn't matter what happened in conference play and how dominant a team was, they can get knocked out. The championship Final Four and then the championship game is going to be held in Jerry's World at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. So that should be pretty unique right here where the satellite facility is for America tonight. I'm sure we'll be bringing you some sights and sounds of that. Why this is significant is because we're going to do a nail the score for the tournament leading up to it. You know, we'll have all the rules. It'll probably be as we get closer down, but we'll have nail the score. A lot of you have asked for it, so we're going to do it again for a couple of segments. I'll announce when the first one's coming your way. But, you know, a lot of people are filling out the brackets because Warren Buffett has offered $1 billion for the perfect bracket. Your chances of it are not very good. You could get hit by lightning, kind of like the lottery theory, but even more so than get a perfect bracket. It's just that tough. However, who cares? Fill out a bracket. It doesn't cost you anything. You can go to any online site, fill out a bracket, put yourself in there. And scribble in some teams. It's that easy. Why not? Because maybe you're going to be that person that's going to shock Warren Buffett and win $1 billion. Just promise me if you were listening to the show and you heard that and you fill it out and you win, that you call us to rub it in our faces. It would be shocking. No question about it. So look for more details on what we're going to do on the show. It's really simple. Ours would just be nailing the score. And we'll give you some updates on some thoughts on the teams and that kind of thing as we get closer to it. All right, I said Veronica Mars because I became a quick fan of the show. My mother used to watch it, and I didn't watch it during that time period. And then I started to watch it just recently because, you know, we have this crazy thing of binge watching. You work, 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 and then you watch because you're exhausted from working so much. However, I think what happens is you get sucked into the storylines because you're not waiting, especially if you're not a big TV watcher like me. So because I'm more a documentary or sports or, you know, that kind of thing, if I'm going to start to watch something, yeah, that's what happens. It becomes a bingey thing, right? It becomes a binge deal. So Veronica Mars was this television show. She was like a Nancy Drew or an Angela Lansbury, if you will. And it was on for 3 seasons on the CW 10 years ago. Since then, the star of the show and the creator of the show decided they wanted to do a movie. But a big movie budget they didn't have, and the studios aren't going to back movies like that. So they went to Kickstarter, that whole fundraising thing, and got $5 million, and then the studio matched it, and they put it out there. They ended up with what they were doing was putting the movie out at the same time on video. It came out on video the same time it went into the theaters because it had a fan base, so that's what they were trying to do. So it's interesting. It still finished in the top 10, $2 million on an opening week, and I think it may stick around in the theaters for a couple weeks, but $2 million, wow. I think that's pretty good for a very low budget enterprise of a television show that then got flipped into a movie while they were releasing it as well on a video. So you could easily go to the video for much, much cheaper. But once again, the animated features, it's either kids or grandkids or something like that, because all the animated stuff creams everybody at the box office. And sure enough, Mr. Peabody and Sherman, number one, $21.2 million. Wow. $21.2 million. And then you go down from there, Need for Speed, and 300, The Rise of an Empire actually was second. And I always say this because we do our cheap movie reviews. If you go to a movie, send us a cheap movie review, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, and you just send us an email to the same place that I just mentioned before, americatonight.net. And, you know, it's talking about these animated features, so Peabody and Sherman. How about this? That Frozen, the Disney feature, Frozen, 17 weeks it's been in the theaters, 17 weeks. It's almost at $400 million. It has taken in worldwide over $1 billion. How crazy is that? Just really struck a chord. All of those movies, like I mentioned, are pulling in the money. But that seems to be pulling in the most money. I mentioned the Sea Chanters, and I thought you would find this interesting. If you've never heard of them, they are the Navy. They are part of the Navy band. They're the chorus, and they're on a national tour. They're going to 22 cities. We're going to have somebody on later in the week from the chorus to talk to us, but they've got 172 enlisted musicians, and they're recruited from all the big music schools and whatnot. They perform about 1,300 ceremonies every year, 270 public concerts, and they were right down the street from me today, and I went to go see them, and I was so impressed. I was blown away. And they honored everybody. They honored everybody who served in the military. It was cool. They were great singers. They did all kinds of different music, actually. It was much better than I could have even expected, to tell you the truth. I mean, they did some military-type music, but they mixed in other things as well. It's very, very impressive, frankly. So your tax dollars at work. And they honored, you know, they had people stand up separately, and they played songs for the Marines, for the Army, for the Navy, the Coast Guard even, for the Army. Of course, like I said, it was great. It was really tremendous. So bravo to the Sea Chanters. Wow. All right, hang with us. More to come.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze-Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze-Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Not to finish up a couple of things, plus set the menu for you. We're going to talk to Kevin Camps, who is part of an organization fighting nuclear energy. Now, there's the fallout from Fukushima. It's been 3 years now, and the radiation is coming toward the Pacific coast. But it's interesting on this issue of nuclear power and whether or not you're pro-nuclear, or whether or not you're anti-nuclear, or whether you're kind of on the fence, meaning you want more information, because, and here's the thing, I would not want to, I have to be honest, I mean, would I want to be living somewhere where in my backyard the eyesore of a nuclear power plant was? The answer is no, although I have lived close to a nuclear power plant when I lived in Morro Bay. There was a nuclear power plant, a famous one, in Central California, where Martin Sheen, I think, chained himself to the gates or something. Or certainly he protested there. It was in Avila Bay. And I have a friend, actually, that still works at that plant. And I've talked to plenty of people about the advantages of nuclear energy and how France, how much money they save and how well it's worked for the people in that country. But whenever you have a nuclear accident and there's fallout and terrible things that happen and the cancer rates soar in that area, naturally you're going to question it, and naturally it's going to fuel the machine of anti-nuclear. As it's been explained to me, you could kind of split it into two segments, nukes as well, versus what I was talking about at the top of the show. Remember those duck and cover things and whatnot? Is, you know, are the Russians going to drop a nuclear bomb on us? Are we going to have a mushroom cloud? Or is there going to be all that radiation fallout and deaths and terrible, terrible things? That's different from nuclear power. For me, the jury's, to be honest, for me, the jury's out, because I think there is some positives that you can take from nuclear power. And especially when you dig a little deeper and scrape a little bit more, when you find often at these nuclear protests, the people who are paying for the nuclear protests are the people in the oil industry. So there's always another side to who's paying for what, and we know that's the way it works. Be interesting to get your thoughts on it. Anyway, Kevin is adamant about anti-nukes and tells you some scary things and things that I agree I would not want to, whatever the radiation levels are, I wouldn't want them coming toward me in the Pacific Ocean, especially if I lived somewhere where it was happening. That's what I say. It's always different when it's in your backyard or when there's some kind of an accident. Fukushima was terrible, and I think the people at that power plant are irresponsible idiots and they don't care, and that's why they keep having these accidents. But part of the problem is where they're building the plants. However, they, a lot of times they want to build them near these bodies of water, but then that is what can lead to the ultimate catastrophe, right? So we'll talk to Kevin Camps. It's one of our weekly re-racks. That's at the tail end of this hour. All right, the thing, the reference to the red velvet cake. How many people like cake? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Or call the show. I see lots of hands up because we have the special glasses that actually have been turned into contact lenses for me, so I can see there are a lot of people with their hands up. I'm not a big dessert eater, really. I'm not a sweet eater, shockingly. So when I'm fighting the battle, it's about salt. It's not about sugar for me. But I do like red velvet cake. And over the weekend, I had some awesome red velvet cake. There was a family party. Four of us had birthdays in March, and four of us got to celebrate with red velvet cake. I even asked Matt Johnson what his favorite cake was. He said, nah, I'm not a cake eater. Not a cake eater. I think a lot of people, you're either, you sort of fall into one category or the other. And when they tell us about these diet things, and sugar is the great evil, but also salt is too, because it's so addicting. You can eat chips like a wood chipper, and it's just as deadly. But sugar is the downfall for a lot of people. However, I think if you eat it sparingly, I mean, come on. A piece of red velvet cake is not going to kill anyone. It tastes awesome. And just so you know, I'm going to reveal the secret, because my young niece did not know this. Red velvet cake is what? It's chocolate cake. It's just dyed red. Cop in New Jersey says 55-mile run for all now after eating the cake. That's probably what it would take to burn it off, right, if we had a big slice of cake. By the time we're done, 55 miles. Well, that's going to take me. That's going to take me quite some time to finish that one up. I also mentioned that there was an earthquake, and the earthquake is was off the Chilean coast. A 7.0 on the Richter scale is pretty big, and it hit the northern coast, they say, on Sunday night. So there was an evacuation, but no injuries, no significant damage, which is crazy. It's where it hit. 7.0, 37 miles west, specifically west northwest, they say, of Ikkuku, and it hits at a depth, because this is important with the water, 12.4 miles. So I guess that made a big difference there, because it was really in the early evening, 6 o'clock, just after 6 o'clock in the evening. But to not have any big damages, they had some rocks fall, but nothing that hit anyone or did any true damage that we know of anyway. They're always worried about the tsunamis, but they checked on that, no tsunamis. And they even had a second quake, 5.1, almost the same location. You say 7.0 in California and everybody starts running. 7.0. But you know what? Didn't happen, thank goodness. It is all about that location thing. The thing with earthquakes is not so predictable, unfortunately. And when it strikes, it's just a matter of where did it hit. And it's too bad, at this point, as I said, the big mystery about the flight, this flight that left, now it's been over a week, from Kuala Lumpur headed to China. I mean, where do you look at this point? So you're in charge of this investigation. What are you doing now? You got 24 nations involved in this. And everybody thinks Malaysia has botched this, by the way. You have 239 people that have vanished into thin air. They're scrutinizing the pilots, searched their homes, think there might be clues there, found a flight simulator in the captain's house. And they're believing at this point that once it dropped off the radar, it might have flown for more than 7 hours after the transponder stopped sending signals. Now, this is March 8th when that happened. So, how do they expand the search area? Could you really hide a plane somewhere, plop it down somewhere? And, certainly the movies, they can do that. But could you do that and be off the radar and nobody see this plane, nobody see anything strange somewhere? I mean, or purposely crash it? I mean, I don't know. Now the questions are even bigger ones. Are they looking in the right place? Are they going down the right road and trying to figure this out? I mean, here's the thing. It would need fuel eventually. I mean, it needs fuel by now. So it would if there's any wild remote chance that it went down somewhere, then it would have to be, it's on the ground somewhere. How could a plane that size be on the ground and not have nobody have any contact or know anything about it? One of the nations searching, Pakistan, said that the plane didn't show up on its radar at all, on its civilian radar, and it would have been treated as a threat if it had anyway. So there would have been planes that would have been scrambled. They looked at the flights, of course, cargo manifest, and there were no materials on board that they were concerned about, that they knew about anyway. They're looking to the backgrounds of all the passengers, all of them, to see whether they were trained pilots. So the most important thing now, besides this search for they don't know where, is digging through the backgrounds of the passengers to see if they can piece something together. Because they're leaning toward the theory that the people in the cockpit, the captain, the co-pilot, were responsible for the disappearance. That it was them. That's why hijacking now has not been ruled out, and why it would veer off. But someone acting deliberately, and to what advantage is this? Because where would they be on the ground? Where would there be money involved or whatever? What would be the advantage of this, acting deliberately inside the plane? So why did it deviate? That's the biggest question. Who changed the flight path? And whoever did that had to be an expert. That's why they're looking at the people in the cockpit. To be able to veer off course and be under the radar, it has to be an expert. All right, we're talking nukes next with Kevin Camps here on America Tonight.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
All right, we're making that final turn here on America Tonight. Hey, we're booting to the next hour, that interview with Kevin Camps. You'll want to hear that, talking about nukes and the what's now happened in the three-year anniversary of Fukushima. But certainly the buzz in the backyard is over a handful of things, including the mystery of the plane disappearing. Absolutely, that's one of them. And would you believe spring might be springing here soon, and we might have sprung forward clockwise last weekend, but we're going to get some more snow and cold temps around the U.S., and then bouncing back to some warmer temperatures later in the week for some spots. I know today it was 40 degrees where I was, and it was a cold 40 degrees, if you know what I mean. Bud in New Jersey. Hey, Bud, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Hey, so more snow in the South Jersey, Philadelphia area?
Yes, it's supposed to start any time now until tomorrow. Philadelphia area might get 1 to 3 inches, but the further south you go toward Cape May or Wildwood or things like that would get deeper, like maybe 4 to 6 or whatever.
Wow.
You know, it's I'm back to the North Pole again, Kate.
Wow, it's crazy, isn't it? It's just it's like the winter that won't let us go.
That's right. It's been a long winter. Let's face it. And I was going around looking at damage on roads. There's so much damage on potholes here. Even the people fixing front-end cars and all, they're busy. You know, ball joints are going on cars and you name it. Another reason I called you up for about the missing plane.
Yeah.
Now, through my knowledge of aircraft that I know, the higher altitude that you fly, the less fuel that you burn on a 777 or any plane because the air is thinner, I believe. Now, that plane was at 45,000 feet, and I think it dropped down to 23,000 feet when it turned and went the other way, westbound, westward. Now, he only had 8 to 10 hours fuel left. And when you look at the map of the Indian Ocean and you look north, the nearest land would be maybe 6-7 hours away or somewhere. He would find land. If he landed, he would be out of fuel. If he kept on going west, he would be running out of fuel or something. That's my opinion. I mean, he only had 8-9 hours fuel left. For all of that, because the lower he was in altitude, the more fuel he was burning up.
Right, right. So he would, the plane would have to have been landed by now and hidden somewhere, but that would be crazy if that was the case. And how do you hide, like I keep saying, a 777 with nobody finding that plane and reporting it?
That's it. Even if it blew up in the air, radar would pick up stuff.
Right.
Guy. And now, if it's real deep in the water, they have to go underwater to pick up the sonar, you know, use the sonar or radar to hear the recording or the black box. Because the deeper the water, I believe, you can't hear it from the top. You have to go underwater to listen for it.
That's
crazy. I
think
the United States Navy has the stuff and other countries don't have it. We're more equipped.
Right. That's why we sent one of our ships to the area where they thought they heard the pinging, feeling like we would be able to detect that better by getting closer, but nothing so far from that area either.
Right, exactly. Now, I know a few things about aircraft because my friend works up there in Newark Airport all his life. He's around airplanes, and I grew up with the guy, and all we talk about is airplanes.
Yes.
And knowledge.
That's right. It's called runoff knowledge. Very good.
Exactly.
I like that. That's good, bud.
When the Ukraine crisis, they're not going to use no nuclear bomb or anything. To me, it's a scare tactic all the way around. And if Russia's going to take over, they're going to take over. But if it came to boots on the ground, the United States military is more prepared to fight because we've been in combat for the last 20 years and we're more trained than the Russian troops, you know, because we're all ready to go. We're already in war. So there's an advantage on that part.
Right. If it was boots on the ground, would be shocking, though, wouldn't it? It'd be unbelievable.
Yeah, that's not going to happen either.
No, it's not going to happen. It's more the threat. I think it's more about the threat for sure. Bud, be safe out there. Watch that snow. Because it's like he said, it depends on where you live with the snow. It's funny. It's like any city, you know. Philly, they're saying in northeast Philly, 1 to 3 inches. Center city up to 3. South Philly, 2 to 4 inches. That's how it is. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And there are other parts of the country, too, that are getting some flakes. And I think people are just tired of winter. They're ready to get into the spring. Dan in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, baby. I need your help. You're a smart woman. What happens to a person at 45,000 feet when they don't have any oxygen?
Bye-bye. It's not
exactly.
Good.
Exactly. Now, that would eliminate any problems from any of the passengers or the people that are in the cockpit of the cabin there. Fly the plane. 2, they can make it to land. It'll also increase their fuel ability for the time that they're going to be using, which will give them an extra 2 hours fuel to make land. That plane is being hidden away, and the passengers, I believe, are all gone. And the plane will be coming back to us, loaded with nuclear weapons, and it'll take out all of Washington, all of New York area. And if the United States doesn't realize just how serious the Muslim world is at destroying the great state, they are the ostriches with their heads in the ground. This is going to come to fruition I swear before God.
I'll tell you why, that is a very scary scenario. If that were the plan, they better find that plane. They better find
that plane. That's all for me.
Yeah. Boy, it's, you know, it's like Dan's like a writer. If you were writing the scariest scenario that you could think of, that would be it, if that's a possibility. Can you imagine it? I mean, it reminds me of, like, the opening scene, I'm not kidding you, of the last Batman and what they did there with the planes. And there is amazing things that you could do if you were equipped in the knowledge of aviation, which the pilots would be. I mean, I think it's very strange that they're massively, and I heard it's massively, the focus is on the pilots. And then they find the simulator, but that's all they'll say. They won't say anything else. So let's say they did, you know, my thought is, what is in it for them? So what's in it for them to land, to prove, to be, are they terrorists and they were trying to just kill the people on the plane to show they can do that and dump the plane off somewhere? There's more to this story. There has to be more to this story, you would think. You would think that there's something here and there's something they don't want us to know. I truly believe that, because the more you dig, the more you're not going to get the answers. That's what's happening. They're saying the missing plane's tracking device, I'll say it again, was disabled before the All Right radio call. So it was disabled. That means on purpose. That was done on purpose. So if that was done on purpose from the cockpit, then you be the judge. Why would they do that? All Right, Good Night is the last thing they heard. And then the signaling equipment was shut off. And that's a definite. So it was disabled. So why would it be disabled? Why would that be the last thing that they said? And now they're reporting that Sajid Mohammed Badat, which would fall into what Dan is saying, is a British-born Al-Qaeda informant. He told them last week in court he was aware of a plot by a group of Malaysians to hijack an airliner, one of whom was a pilot. So he said that last week, that he was aware of that. Badat said he once supplied that cell, with a shoe bomb that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, who's now in Gitmo, was the plot's original organizer. And security experts believe that the evidence is credible. This Badat guy is in hiding, but he said he had met with the Malaysian jihadists, one of whom was a pilot in Afghanistan, and given them a shoe bomb to use to take control of a plane. Oh, my, oh, my. Mm-mm-mm. Any more thoughts on that? You know what to do. Send them to me, americatonight.net.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.